Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is Keegan Hamilton from the Chapo podcast at Vice News, here to tell you about a new show called Source Material. Source Material is something totally different from other news podcasts. Instead of having a host or reporter tell you a story, we deliver the news through recordings captured by people all over the world. When you listen to the show, you'll experience the news as it happens, with audio from phones, dash cams, doorbell cams, body cams, basically anywhere there's a camera and a microphone. The latest episode of Source Material is called After 846 Louisville, the shooting at Yaya's barbecue. It's about one of the people who took to the streets after the death of George Floyd. Chris Smith was live streaming in Louisville when the Kentucky National Guard came to enforce a curfew, an encounter that led to the shooting death of his friend, David McAtee, at Yaya's barbecue. Check out the episode and subscribe to Source Material wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want back up. I've got to make sure they.
Let's go.
I don't want them to walk behind.
Let's go. Let's go.
Really?
It's time to go. Yeah.
I'm just. I don't want nobody to walk behind me.
Okay. I'll keep
going. Okay. There you go. That's all you had to say. Shots fired. Shots fired. Shots fired. Look, they all got their guns out. Shots fired. Shots fired.
From Vice News, you're listening to Source Material. Unnarrated, unfiltered, world events told through the recordings of those who lived it. After 8:46, Louisville, the shooting at Yaya's barbecue.
Okay, so before that happened, so I gotta give you the background. My name is Chris Smith, Chris with a K, K-R-I-S. But most people call me Rock. But I can't say why. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. Born and raised. I remember watching the news and everything and seeing, hearing about George Floyd.
George Floyd! George Floyd!
That was a Thursday when we all took to the streets. It was Thursday. You know, we started protesting, you know, Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. First, we was just out there, just us, you know, just a group of people from Louisville protesting, you know, black people from our communities. Then it turned into, like, little organizations showing up. You know, once they came with milk, water. They had milk and water on every corner downtown. The milk was for when you got tear gas, you could pour the milk in your ass, which we didn't have at first. We ain't think of to get no milk because we wouldn't plan on getting tear gas.
Oh, shit. It's a flashbang!
You know, the protest was, you know, kind of like started to turn.
Shit, we need to get back. Get back.
I couldn't be around that stuff, you know what I mean? So I said, I'm ready to go take a break from this because all type of stuff was going on. You know, people throwing stuff back at the police. You know, it was crazy.
LMD PD, who had several officers taken to the hospital Thursday and Friday, will again be aided Saturday by state police. And for the first time, more than 300 National Guardsmen.
This was when Greg Fisher, you know, Louisville's mayor, he put us on curfew after that.
Lasting from 9 p.m. until 6:30 a.m. for the next 2 days.
You know, me personally, I don't recognize Greg Fisher's authority. I didn't vote for him. So the next day, after I got off work, I went to Yaya's spot. You know, come on down, Yaya's. We're going to drink. We're going to eat some food. When it gets hot, when it feels good outside, especially on the weekends, we just sit out on Broadway, chill, and you know, I'll see all the pretty cars going up the street. You know, people will be dancing out, you know, they have the music out, have all the little vendors selling, you know, various foods and clothes and stuff, and people be out there dancing. David McAtee, you know, he had his place, you know, it was nice, it was quaint. You know how you walk in your grandmother's living room type stuff. And he would always have on like a little chef jacket type of thing, like he was, you know, Chef Ramsay or something. You know, usually when I come, you know, I'm like, what's up, y'all? You already know I wanted the, you know, the barbecue cheeseburger. He would give you the food just to taste it before you even buy it. Everybody, especially in our neighborhood, you know, everybody got a nickname. And oftentimes, that's how you know who's been around you for a while, because they actually will call you, you know, a nickname. You know, everybody who knew him, loved him, we all call him Yaya. You know? So it was a hot day. We all sitting out there in front of Yaya spot.
We out here. 26.
I went and got some, you know, champagne, and me and my dude got the music playing. I'm dancing. He's dancing. Well, you know, he's dancing, you know, the Michael Jackson dancing. I'm just kind of got my little two-step. My whole life is me recording him acting silly. You know, I'm just having a good time.
Yeah. Got that Duce in my cup, man.
Then, one, two, three, I think four, like, camouflage trucks pulled up. We out here, so what? We out here, though. We out here, what y'all gonna do? And when I seen it, I was like, oh.
Police just came.
Here they come. So I immediately start walking across the street because I know it was time for me to leave. So as I'm walking across the street, I'm trying to find my keys.
Go, go. Get in the car and leave. Let's go.
I'm gone. Soon as I get my keys.
Female officer. And she's, you know, yelling, get in your car, leave. And I'm like, I'm trying to get my keys.
See, they got the guns. Guns. And I ain't did that. They ain't even asked me nothing or nothing.
And then National Guard, they jumped out, camouflage, helmets, machine guns. The National Guard, you know, they run in the store with the machine guns. You know, they telling everybody to drop everything they got that's in the store. You know, get out the store, they can't pay for nothing. I'm hearing her tell me to get in the car, but I'm looking at them, you know, like, what the heck is this? Because, you know, for real, it looked like something like out of a movie, like in one of those third world countries like Syria or somewhere. You know, that's how it looked. And so I get in my car in the truck and I'm trying to leave, and people's walking behind me. So I can't leave because, you know, people are leaving because they tell them to leave and they walk behind my truck.
I don't want back up. I got to make sure they...
So the lady officer, she's still like...
Let's go.
Really?
And when I hear a boom, I hear a, you know, like a boom.
Okay, there you go. I saw you had to say.
we both hit a boom at the same time. She's looking around like, you know, what was that? She takes off walking across the street, and then the National Guard, they take cover behind the truck. So I'm like, hold on, get away from my truck. You know what I mean? Like, if they shoot back, you know, what's going to happen to me? Shots fired. After the first boom, probably like 7 to 10 seconds, you hear the machine gun fire.
Shots fired, man. They fired shots. Oh, shit. They told me not to go nowhere. I know they told me not to go nowhere, though.
Guess who next to that lady?
You know, eventually, you know, they pulled me out of my truck and had me go sit by Dino's. The food mart, it's a food mart. So they set me down, and it was a woman. They set me next to her. And, you know, she kept on talking about... She kept saying they blew her high because she was high. So she was like, man, I just bought that. I just did it. And now they got me out here with these guns. Like, I ain't even had no boy. She's mad.
Hey, look, they coming from everywhere. Hey, this is too funny. I'm mad because I had to put my drink down.
Well, all through the video, you'll see me laughing because, like, you know, like I said, at the time, I'm not even knowing anyone's dead. Even when I'm out there,
they're locking up Spin. They're locking up all type of motherfuckers.
I see everybody who was standing out there with me at Yaya's being led, you know, to the paddy wagon or what you want to call it.
We got all the motherfuckers handcuffed.
You know, they all was handcuffed. Everybody that was in that, you know, building, you know, got handcuffed and walked out.
But they got like, they just took like 8-10 motherfuckers to the car. Well, then it took like 10 motherfuckers to the car, though.
After I had left, news reporters and stuff started hitting me on Facebook about my life. And one of the local news stations down here had asked me for an interview. And when I, you know, went down there, they actually told me then. That's when I found out Yaya had been killed.
A lot of reaction is coming in. That's where we stand here at 4 o'clock tonight. The shooting of a man who was known to feed people barbecue for free, including police officers in West Louisville, has rocked our community. Barbecue business owner David McAtee was with a group of people outside his business at 26th and Broadway. Dino's.
David McAtee is what we call in the African-American community. You know, we call him like an OG. He was one of like the old heads we would go to, like if you went to your past or whatever to talk about something. He would always be ready to talk with you, you know, give you advice and be there, you know, to feed you if you needed that. He was a good guy, man. You know, that was like my little spot just to, you know, go chill for a while before I went out with my events. You know, have a drink. He ain't serve liquor, but I would bring my own and would sit over there and eat and, you know, just chat with him for a little while. So, you know, everybody in this neighborhood, I know gonna miss him, you know what I mean? I know his family does. You know, I do, you know what I mean, now. So, it's just, you know, like I said, it's just one less person who we can go to have those conversations with.
After midnight, a local barbecue owner named David McAtee was fatally shot as police and the National Guard tried to clear a corner store parking lot in West Louisville. The police maintained they were fired on first. At least one person was recording on Facebook Live during the incident.
Everybody wanted to know who shot first and, you know, these things.
I believe Mr. McAtee fired the first shot.
Pause. Since the camera footage came out, you know, they just wanted to go with the narrative that Yaya shot and the police killed him. Now, Yaya tried to kill a police officer. You know, I was like, no, he was happy. I'm talking to the news part. Like, no, like, he was a great guy. You know what I mean? He had everything going good for him. And I'm like, no, something else had to happen.
About shots fired and that picked up, those gunshots, even by a civilian video on a cell phone.
The New York Times had hit me and called me because they wanted to use my video because my video was actually the only one that had audio, you know what I mean? The only one that actually had sound.
The Times analyzed those videos, police scanner audio, and a live stream filmed by a bystander, allowing us to see and most critically hear what happened from four different angles.
Okay, one police officer came straight over, shooting the rubber bullets and the pepper balls at the ground, at his business. The people are running in because they don't want to be hit. Yaya's coming out to see what the heck everybody's running in his building for. While he's coming out to look, all you hear is ping, ping, stuff hit his door, almost, you know, knock his niece's head off. Not one time do you hear on the live the police say, this is the police. They didn't even say who they was when they came. So Yaya came out and, you know, shot in the air just to try to, you know, he don't even know, you know, who it is. If it's somebody trying to rob him, somebody trying to kill somebody that was out there. Yaya's spot got a big fence up, so you wouldn't see who was doing nothing. After that, okay, they waited for him to stick his head out. When he sticked his head out again, he got shot. He got shot in the chest by the National Guard. He got killed that night, but his body was laid out. I mean, laid out where everybody could see it until like 3-4 o'clock the next day. You know what I mean? Just had him laid out there, and you know, the crowd started gathering, and people was start cutting. You know, I'm like, it was crazy. Like, it was nuts. After David McAtee, this is when all the looting started in this neighborhood right here. Chase Bank, they shot up the bank, took off ATM and looted Kroger's. So I recorded that.
They shooting a whole lot at the ATM, so I gotta stay a safe distance.
Come on, man, let's go.
You hear him shooting at the ATM machine?
Come on, girl.
Uh-oh, they're open. It's open. It's open. They got some money. Uh-oh, they got the money out. Look, everybody's running. They got the money
People
out.
People running, that stealing everything. Oh, when I say everything. Out. Everything.
This is Louisville. This is Louisville, Kentucky.
Jewelry stores, wig stores, drug stores.
White boys, man, they got juices. They broke in the pharmacy. Trucks is pulling out. Look, it's like Derby out this motherfucker.
I need to just walk away. We bet 10 slams for real.
Hey, fuck it. The lottery. Where you the lottery, bro.
It was women coming over with their kids.
She got Pampers, man. She got a box of Huggies, man.
Taking Pampers, you know, they just walk out with 2-3 boxes of, you know, diapers for their kids.
This is what being impoverished do, you feel me?
And I'm like, you know, this person don't even realize they burglary occur like 10 or 20 years. So that show you how it is down here if a person literally risking 20 years of their life possibly to get some diapers.
Look at this shit, man. Yeah, I ain't here to put nobody in jail, so that's why I keep a safe distance, but I'm just here to report what's going on, you feel me? Neighborhood reporter, man.
After Yaya was killed, I kind of took it kind of personal. At first, I was just live streaming. I necessarily wouldn't plan on making it like something that I did.
And ATM, man, they ain't playing, man.
You know, once a person starts shooting, you know, people, you know, usually people, the cameras gonna leave too. You know, usually they run, and that, you know, that's when I stay because people need to see it.
200 rounds has been let off over here, and not one police officer came down here.
If everybody run, you know, whatever happens is gonna, you know, be their narrative, and that's the only way you can go with. So when everybody, you know, take off, I just try to stay there and get all the footage. You know what I mean?
They're going to get some more. Yeah, somebody already got some. Man, they got shotguns.
That's why they call me neighborhood reporter, because when something happened, it seemed like I'm always there.
I'm saying, why the police ain't over here? That's what I'm saying. They came here yesterday with the National Guard and killed the motherfucker. Don't leave now and say, well, we're not coming back. Make it make sense. What up, Brooklyn? Moving and grooving, baby. Miss you, bro.
Basically, every time I get on live, it's especially around the police or around certain areas, it's for protection. It makes me feel better knowing that I can record and I have the power to record, because even if I get killed, my family has something to try to fight back.
Today I'm reporting that the Kentucky State Police investigation is substantially complete.
The Kentucky State Police did the investigation. Right.
Videos from inside Yaya's clearly showed that Mr. McAtee was armed with a handgun that night.
And the investigation was completed.
That he had been hit with a military-issue 5.56 caliber round, which had to be fired from one of the Kentucky National Guard.
And they haven't talked to me.
This investigation has been comprehensive. It includes more than 170 interviews.
But I was there and recorded it. Reports and information. Just that part right there is the most ridiculous stuff ever. Like, how can you have a completed investigation and you don't even reach out and say, let me speak to you?
The file is not closed and will remain open until the review by the Jefferson County Commonwealth Attorney and any potential follow-up he might ask Kentucky State Police to do.
At the end of the day, David McAtee, unless I mention him or y'all want to hear something about it, he won't be mentioned again. I know those police officers who killed Breonna Taylor, nothing's going to happen to them. And all hell's going to break loose. It's going to be bad. Yeah, it is. And I'm going to be out there recording it all for you.
The National Guard is on alert, and the city is under a mandatory curfew after a grand jury decided not to indict three police officers in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor.
The Kentucky State Police declined to comment on whether the police identified themselves on June 1, 2020, before shooting pepper balls near Yaya's Barbecue. They also declined to comment if they had reached out to Chris Smith during their investigation. KSP said, quote, "The Kentucky State Police has provided its investigative file to Commonwealth's Attorney Tom Wine. The U.S. Attorney has asked us not to disclose any additional information." End quote. Source material is a multimedia project. Go to Vice's YouTube page to see our source material video series, directed by Ian Bell. Source material is primarily made with the help of those who lived these events. The podcast is produced by Nicole Kelly and Peter Langstanton and edited by Kate Osborne. Our associate producer is Stephanie Brown. Original score and sound design by Steve Bone and Kyle Murdoch. Janet Lee is senior production manager for Vice Audio. If you dig this, please subscribe, share, and leave a review.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.